This is the Sean Salisbury Show on SB Nation Radio. Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios in Houston, here's the Benchwarmers and Sean Salisbury.
And our guest, our next guest, brought to you by BetDSI. We're grateful to have him. Our studios are local here in Houston, and what a treat it is for us on SB Nation and BN Sports to have the AAC Coach of the Year, the 24-6, number 21 ranked Houston Cougars, getting ready for their appearance on Friday night in the AAC tournament. He joins us now, longtime head coach in college basketball, and has got the Cougars turned around, joins us here on the Sean Salisbury Show, Coach Kelvin Sampson. Coach, welcome in.
Sean, I appreciate you having me on, and I'm going to admit that I've enjoyed listening to you on the radio for a long time. You do a great job, brother.
I'm honored, Coach. I appreciate it. Well, come on, when this after you guys go win this thing, come on in and sit in for about 2 or 3 hours and join us. I'd love to have you.
I don't know. I'd love to.
All right. We'll count on it. Well, Coach, it's been a spectacular year. This is the first time in 8 years that the Houston Cougars are going to be in the NCAA tournament. It's got to be special for you.
You know, it really is. But you know, when we got here, Sean, I saw this in the future. You just can't put a number on what year in the future. But I did see this coming. But there's been so many great University of Houston graduates that have gone out of their way to help us. You know, people talk about our crowds, but I'm going to tell you, the crowds that do come are extremely loyal. And they've gone out of their way to make us welcome, support us at the games. President Couture, Chairman of Board of Regents, Tillman Fertitta, my first AD, Mac Rose, my second AD, Hunter Yurchek, and now my third AD, Chris Pesman. They've just been supportive. The administrations are really the reason why you win championships, because they have to make a commitment to facilities and all the things you need to be competitive with the other schools in your league.
Coach, you've been through adversity, and I'm a big believer in if you hit rock bottom or whatever each of us go through in our rock bottom, that when you bounce back up, it's like a trampoline, and you've been through adversity. And when you teach your kids and get them to play like this, do you believe it helps your team and makes this sweeter for you after some of the adversity you've been through and you can tell your kids about it?
Well, I got through that, and I left it alone. And I've focused on these kids and their lives.
Right.
I don't bring up anything in my lives. So these kids, most of them have their own adversity. And obviously I'm more equipped to help them. But, you know, I make it totally about them, Sean. I don't bring up my past to them at all. I focus on what can I do to help them in whatever part of their lives. You know, Rob Gray's an interesting story. The only kid in his family to graduate from college, Devin Davis, you know, transferred here from Indiana, got in a horrific car accident where he was in a coma, didn't know if he would even live. If you know anything about his backstory, tremendous, tremendous story of perseverance. Wes Van Beck came here as a walk-on, earned a scholarship, been a rock in our program, Nurizana, the other senior, just a grad transfer from LIU Brooklyn. No, I've got great kids, Sean. They're better kids than they are players, and I mean that. My four seniors, two have already graduated, and two have single-digit credits they're taking right now to graduate in May. So great, great player leadership, and that makes this thing so much easier.
Coach, when did you know when you're going through camp and before the season starts, when did you know that this team was different and special?
Boy, that's a great question. That's a great question, Sean, because I didn't know. We had 7 or 8 new players on this team. You know, the first year, you know, we had to go sign 8 new guys, and we had to get through that. And then the second year was still, you know, we probably won too many games my second year, a little more than I thought we would, 122. That was a surprise. But we're still, you know, we're still trying to find our niche. Going into this season, we lost Damian Dotson, who was going to be, who got drafted by the New York Knicks, playing for the Knicks now. Actually, he's playing pretty good right now. So we were picked to finish 6th in the league. So at no point in September or October or November that I think we're going to be really good. But I will say this, Sean. I will say this. We went over to Waco and played Baylor in a Hurricane Harbor Relief Fund game.
Mm-hmm.
And Scott Drew's a good friend of mine, so I told him we'd drive over to Waco because we didn't have a home arena. There's nowhere here for us to play. So we drove over to Waco, and we beat him. And he played his top seven guys. And on the way back, I said, fellas, I think we have a chance. But even then, I didn't know we'd be 24-6 and 21 in the nation good. But I thought we were going to be a lot better than 6 in the conference good.
Head coach, University of Houston Cougars, Kelvin Sampson, the AAC Coach of the Year on the 21st-ranked, 21-ranked team in the country, joins us here on BN Sports. Coach, you guys undefeated at home. Is the focus, when you're talking to your kids and coaches I've dealt with, you know, there's sometimes different approaches. How do you get them to feel as confident on the road when the tournament starts? Because you'll be on the road as you do when they're playing at home.
Right. Yeah. You know, I told our guys this going into this season that we were going to be a little bit like orphans. But, you know, orphans are loved, too. We'll find our love over at Texas Southern. And I can't say enough about the Texas Southern administration, their students, Mike Davis, their coach, the women's program, just reached out to us and just made us feel at home. I've heard so many positive comments from our fans about the Texas Southern experience as well. Can you hear me, Sean?
Yeah, I got you, Coach. I'm here. Okay. We can hear you. Yep.
Okay. So we played 15 away from home games, and we played 15 away from home road games, and that's the way we looked at it. But I think when you have a team that's built on toughness, that can defend and rebound, that's going to keep you in the game, you can be successful anywhere. On nights that we shoot the ball well, we're pretty good. But on nights that we don't make shots, we've learned how to win with offensive rebounding, getting stops, doing the nitty-gritty things, and that's why this team won as many as it did. It forged an identity early in the season and got better through it.
Yeah, Coach, speaking of that identity, you spent time with the Rockets and Daryl Morey, front office, a big analytics guy. What do you, and, you know, to, especially when it comes to shooting the three? You know, they shoot a lot of threes. Have you taken any of that influence and applied it to your team and used what Daryl and that team does here in Houston to apply to your Cougar team?
Well, that starts with recruiting. You can't shoot threes unless you've got guys that can,
right,
can make threes. But I have. I was never an analytics guy, really, until I got to the Rockets. And there's certain parts of it. To me, it's just paper to start a fire in your fireplace, some of that stuff. But a lot of it I found useful, and I learned how to use it, you know, especially if field goal efficiency, defense, offensive efficiency. For instance, I chart our success rate in our pick and rolls, how many times we're involved in a pick and roll defensively. And we set a goal of trying to be 80%. We try to contest 70% of our shots. So I use analytics more than I ever did, and that was an influence from Daryl and his staff. I learned a lot from them with that, and I really appreciate them taking the time to help me with that. Because I was, you know, when I was in the NBA, Sean, I was just like a little school kid. I didn't know what I didn't know. I didn't realize how dumb I was about NBA basketball. I didn't know anything, man. Those guys taught me so much, starting with Pop, Greg Popovich in San Antonio. Scott Skiles was a savant. He was great. I loved working with Scott Skiles. And then working with Kevin and Gerson Rosas and Maury, those guys really helped me. And I took a little bit from every one of them and tried to help my team.
Well, I can tell you what, you know a hell of a lot about college basketball, and you're damn good at it, and we're grateful to have you on sharing this with us today. Coach, you mentioned physical teams that play defense. I believe physical teams win championships, and you're in a conference that gets banged around a little bit. Are you guys battle-tested for March?
I think so, Sean. If you go on the foul rate, we're really battle-tested because we foul more than any team in the history of basketball. Very rarely is there two possessions in a row where the other team is not shooting a free throw. Actually, we're trying to get a little better at that. But You know, the thing, the area where we improved the most was our physicality. My first 3 years here, my four men weighed 188 to 196 pounds. My five man was more like a seven than a five. But this year we have three fives, and they all weigh between 245 and 260. My two four men are 225 to 230. So we're a big, strong physical team. That's why we could beat Cincinnati and beat Wichita State and beat Arkansas and beat Providence.
Right.
Because we had depth up front to battle those other teams. We used to get smothered those first couple of years. We just couldn't hang with these big physical teams, but now we can.
Yeah, you sure can. Coach, okay, I come into your office before March Madness starts and the tournament's set on, let's say, Sunday night or Monday morning, and I got a 3x5 card I want to hand you. And I ask you to tell me three or four things you have to do in March Madness to find your way to San Antonio. Give me that checklist that you have to have for your team to be in contention to win it all.
Yeah, that's an easy answer for me because it doesn't change. You know, this would be my 14th or 15th time taking a team to the tournament, and I've been everywhere, Sean, from losing in the first round to the final four, so I've got a pretty good idea. But you know, you've got to keep teams off the free throw line. You can't allow teams to go to the line 25, 30 times. So you got to defend. We have to rebound somewhere between 35 and 45% of our missed shots. We have to live on extra possession. That's important for us because we don't have a large margin of error athletically. And then the third thing is our assist-to-turnover ratio. We've got to make sure that we're moving the ball and we're taking care of the ball. Those three things are critical to us. You notice I didn't say we've got to make shots.
Well, right.
That's a given. I mean, you hope you make shots, but we've got to do those first three things. We've got to be solid in those three areas, and we'll give ourselves a chance to win.
And, Coach, it's such the tournament, and it seems in recent years, you know, not like the days when you and I were growing up and watching Abdul-Jabbar and Walton and Ralph Sampson and that group. It's become a perimeter, pretty much a guard league. Now, you talked about physicality, and you have to have that. So I'm going to give you a recruiting question. If you had the number one big man that you could get or the number one perimeter guard you could get, and you only could choose one, which one would it be?
Was it a big man like Kevin Durant or a big man like Oden?
KD, we'll go with the one who's had a more successful, because he's kind of perimeter and inside. So let's go a true perimeter guy and a true big man, meaning the Oden type and a real perimeter guy.
Real perimeter guy, meaning like a guard or
yes,
a wing?
Yes, a guard. A one or a two?
Yeah, if I had a choice, if it's a, when Oden was a junior before he got hurt, I'm not turning him down now.
I understand.
You know, he's a rim protector, first of all. You have to have that. He's there for putback. Of those two, and if it's Greg Oden, I'm going to take a healthy Greg Oden.
And if I throw KD in, then that's perimeter and big man. You got both best of both worlds, right, Coach?
Absolutely. It's like Marvin Bagley from Duke. I mean, I love J.J. Redick, but if you ask me who I'd rather have, Bagley or Redick, I'll take Bagley.
Absolutely. Coach, we got about a minute left. I'm going to let you go. I know you got plenty to get ready for Friday night, but I'm going to make you the NC2A president. Do we pay? Should our kids get paid?
I think that's a multi-layered answer because of Title IX, Sean. That's the problem with paying players.
Right.
You can't pay men without paying the ladies, and you just can't. So until they come up with a system that can be executed fairly for both men and women, I want to see it. I'm okay with it, but show me the plan. If you can show me a plan, I endorse it wholeheartedly. But it's got to be something that's fair. We have 10 men's and women's sports on this campus. 20.
Right.
10 men, 10 women, so that's 20. You can't pay the men's basketball team and not pay the women's basketball team. That's what people don't get.
Fair enough. And you're exactly right, Coach. And, man, what a great 15 minutes we get to spend with you. You know we're all pulling for you. Go give them hell in not only this tournament but the NC2A tournament. And thank you for the compliment and for spending time with us. And I can't wait to have you on again.
I love being on with you, Sean. You're a pro, man. I appreciate you.
Thanks, Coach. I appreciate you. Thank you very much. The great Kelvin Sampson, he's been to a few of these, so he gets it. And it's great. And I love what he said about the adversity. The rearview mirror basically is not there. He's telling his kids and taking care of them, but at least he knows how to deal with it. I love him. That's great, and we appreciate him. Oh, yeah, do I have any eligibility left there, Segs, you think? None? I don't think he wants me, do you?
No.
All right, we're coming back. Brian, Robin, Adam, Bobby Beats is here. We're wrapping this side of the BN Sports up. Special thanks to BetDSI for bringing on Kelvin Sampson. And the Cougars get set to play in the AAC tournament on Friday night, March 9th. We're coming right back here on BN Sports.